With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The partial government shutdown is over, but difficult negotiations over Homeland Security funding continue on Capitol Hill. More from correspondent Greg Plugston.
When Congress approved the final government funding bills, it passed a temporary two-week extension for Homeland Security. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. The two parties have until Friday to reach an agreement. House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries warned that Democrats would not support any more stopgap funding without substantial changes. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he expects an agreement to be made. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump throws his support behind the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. More from John Scott.
Posting on Truth Social, President Trump writes, quote, America's elections are rigged, stolen, and a laughingstock all over the world. We're either going to fix them or we won't have a country any longer. He called on Republicans to fight for the Save America Act. He continued, quote, all voters must show voter ID identification. All voters must show proof of United States citizenship to register for voting. President Trump concluded by posting that there should be, quote, no mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military, or travel. John Scott reporting.
A leading health official urging everyone to get inoculated against measles at a time of outbreaks across several states. That appeal is from Dr. Mehmet Oz, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator, and it comes as the United States is at risk of losing its measles elimination status, and as Oz's boss, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has raised suspicion about the safety and importance of the vaccines. Super Bowl, Seattle 29, New England 13. This is SRN News. Big change at the Department of Health and Human Services. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says faith-based addiction recovery programs will now be able to get federal grants. Of drug addiction, Kennedy says, quote, it's a physical disease, it's a mental disease, it's an emotional disease, but above all, it's a spiritual disease, and faith-based organizations play a critical role. Christian homeless shelters often provide addiction recovery services, and they too will be able to seek federal funding. Michael Harrington reporting.
Protestant denominations, not the only religious groups facing internal fractions over liberalism. Pope Leo facing his first major crisis with traditionalist Catholics. A breakaway conservative group attached to the traditional Latin Mass announcing plans to consecrate new bishops without papal consent. The Swiss-based society has been a thorn in the side of the more liberal Vatican. SRN News. Lindsey Vonn's latest crash ends her 2026 Olympic dream. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Skier Lindsey Vonn airlifted off the slopes at the Olympics in Italy after crashing Sunday, the crowd gasping. The hospital says she had to have surgery to stabilize a fracture in her left leg. In January, the 41-year-old tore her ACL in her left knee. A U.S. ski team doctor says she will be okay, but it will be a process. Within moments of the start of the race, Vonn lost control, clipping a gate with her right shoulder and pinwheeling down the slope, ending up on her back, her skis crisscrossed below her, screaming in pain. Teammate Breezy Johnson went on to win gold in the women's downhill after Vonn did it 16 years ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, several American athletes at the Winter Games have said some very controversial things about the United States. More details, srnnews.com.